Recently, the Commission on Federal Election Reform rightly concluded that the electoral system cannot inspire public confidence if no safeguards exist to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters.
A voter fraud scandal out of Indiana. You have four people, including the Democratic chairman, charged with faking signatures on petitions. Those petitions put President Obama on the Democratic ballot in 2008.
In 2008, the United States Supreme Court recognized there was a threat poised by voter fraud. Therefore, they ruled that Indiana's photo ID requirement was a legitimate, non-discriminatory means of protecting the integrity of elections. In Texas, evidence of voter fraud has abounded. According to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, in recent years, the Texas AG's office secured more than 50 voter fraud convictions. Cases included the following: a woman who voted in place of her dead mother, a political operative who cast ballots for two people, and a city council member who registered four nationals to vote in an election decided by 19 votes.
The recent elections in the state shows that 953 dead people voted. And in some cases, votes apparently were cast in the names of the deceased who had been dead for as long as 6 years.
Voter fraud is hard to detect, so these types of cases are just the tip of the iceberg. For example, look at the Minnesota's 2008 Senate race between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. That was followed by months of litigation, and in the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes and was sworn into office. During the controversy, a group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voting rolls. The group identified 1,099 felons, all ineligible to vote, who had voted in the Franken-Coleman race. The investigation led to 177 convictions of voter fraud.
We know for a fact that there has been fraud involved in our voting process through the years, and having a voter ID is one of the ways to put a stop to that.
In 2011, Texas enacted a photo identification requirement modeled after Indiana's, in agreement with the lawful Supreme Court decision, as a simple, effective way to prevent fraud. The mainstream state-run media has attempted to downplay the threat of voter fraud by stating that cases of fraud are rare, and therefore our public servants should not waste their time requiring people to show an ID at the polls.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. You're okay.
If voter fraud is such an unusual occurrence, why is Obama's administration and the Department of Justice attacking states such as Texas, who have went through the proper electoral process to pass laws that prevent voter fraud? And of course, the Obama administration would have you forget that at the DNC last week, proof of identification was required to enter into their conference.
Another day, another election fraud lawsuit, a major election lawsuit now in Pennsylvania, which is one of the crucial battleground states that could decide who will be the next president. Right now, there are 140,000 new voter registrations in Pennsylvania, and many of them, now we learn, are reportedly questionable. The registrations were gathered by the group Acorn. That is the left-wing group that's now under investigation for voter registration fraud in at least 15 states.
Pennsylvania's legislature passed voter ID laws in March 2012. And in response, the Advancement Project and the communist organization, the ACLU, brought a lawsuit against the law, which they are fiercely opposing in an attempt to reverse the law before elections in November. But again, according to the mainstream media, voter fraud is a rare occurrence and therefore should not affect the elections.
I'd try to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I'd try to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would.
Why then?
BBSradio.com.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Did you guys all vote? You all go out there and vote, right? You're all a part of the process, right? I know a lot of people are saying, I'm not voting because if I vote, that's just the establishment trying to get me to believe that I'm actually a part of the process and that my vote really counts. Well, if you don't vote and you're not a part of the resolve concerning the issues and the corruption that we find in politics, sooner or later you're going to find yourself behind a wire fence where you're going to wish that you would have took part in politics while you had time to partake in politics. Remember 18:21 of Exodus, 18:25 of Exodus. It was the Lord that established government. We have something called common law here, right? I mean, we talk about Mayflower Compact, which precedes the Declaration of Independence. We talk about the four references found in the Declaration of Independence of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We talk about the reference of 25:10 of Leviticus found on the Liberty Bell. We talk about the Declaration of Independence in Lady Liberty's hands. We talk about the Lord's fingerprints all over every state of our union, starting out acknowledging throughout the preambles that God is the giver of our rights, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we talk about all of that, right? Politics is the science of government. You do understand that, right? And science is the creation, okay? And therefore, when you look at the creator, he's the one that established government. And when we look at our system of government, he is the giver of and the establisher of that institution called government. So we must be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. With that, I went out and I voted today. And I got to be honest with you, folks. I'm a little aghast in the sense of when I read the options that I'm given and I'm looking at these little gauges, left-leaning, right-leaning, conservative, ultra-right, far-left. I am thinking to myself, no wonder why people are confused in this country. Daniel 9:7. 1 Corinthians 14:33. We have not been given a spirit of confusion in any sense of the word. Confusion comes when you are not knowing the answer because you fail to do your due diligence to find the knowledge. So you can have the wisdom. And you know what wisdom is, right, friends? It's having knowledge and knowing how to use it. That's what wisdom is. But when I'm sitting there looking at all of these options, I'm looking at these little gauges, like the left and the right. And I'm thinking to myself, how ignorant have people become in this country, as if to suggest that man's fallen nature has now become the standard where it's being normalized. And what am I talking about? The normalization of those that violate and transgress God's law are somehow now acceptable in a constitutional republic where our government is premised upon God's moral law. That is a country that is a walking contradiction. In other words, America is at war with God for what it tolerates. And I'm here to tell you that Christ Jesus is the standard. You know, yesterday we were talking to Kurt Bowers, and a couple days before that we were talking about, and to Alex Newman, talking about how they can justify what they call the best that we have as options, right? And I think about this stuff a lot. And I also propose to the people, and through understanding and knowledge and giving people the understanding of the standard and how far we have fallen from the standard, and to suggest that these two clowns in the circus of politics are somehow legitimate contenders, when in fact they're both illegitimate. And really what it shows the American people is how ignorant they have become in accepting them both as legitimate contenders. Neither one of them are even close. They're both criminals. Criminals according to who? The God that gave law. When I talk about 2 Chronicles 2:19-2, listen carefully. This was Jehu, the prophet, the son of Hanani, the seer, who went out to meet King Jehoshaphat, and he said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord?" There's the lesser of two evils right there. In America today, it's both sides. One is the devil that she claims to be. The other one tries to be or claims to be the good guy. Yet if you pull the curtain back on him, he is a devil. And if not worse than the one that you call the left in this country in America today. It's all transitioning now. It's all before our eyes because people don't have any discernment or common sense when it comes to the fact that there are laws in place. And I just gave you one. The prophet Hananiah went over to Jehoshaphat, who was a godly king, and asked the godly king, or should I say made the statement to him with a question mark because it was the word of the Lord, "Shouldest you help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord?" Isn't it interesting how, man, it's okay with them? And we've been seeing a whole lot of this lately, especially some of the guests that we've had on the show, how they try to justify the unjustifiable. Isn't it interesting how they're okay to offend God, the God they say they love, but they're unwilling to offend man? Isn't that crazy? Bunch of hypocrites, yeah? You know, it's like they fear the Lord, but they serve their own gods. That's exactly what it is. But I want to finish that scripture in 2 Chronicles 19:2 because it goes on. And there's so many different translations of this, and they're all very good. Let me give you the Amplified version. "Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, 'Should you help the ungodly and love those who hate the Lord? And in doing so, bring wrath from the Lord on yourselves.'" Talking to my friend Matt Truella the other day, he said, "Isn't it interesting?" He did it on the show for us, about a week and a half ago? And he said, "Isn't it interesting, out of the lesser of two evils, because we're always given the option of the lesser of two evils, which we should choose from neither, according to Scripture, the standard giver, the law giver, right? And according to his law, that's what he's giving us, because Christ fulfilled the law. He didn't abrogate it. He didn't compromise it. He didn't amend it. You get the point. But he said, isn't it interesting how things are getting more evil?" Yeah, that's right. I mean, now Americans somehow or another think that the RNC, again, unconstitutional though it is, that's the standard. Rather than the lawgiver being the standard, it has now fallen to the RNC being the standard. Because the mainstream media is so busy trying to distract you away from the things of God, is they're attacking your Christian constitutional heritage as they're trying to get you to avert your attention over to the new standard that they're attempting to create. Micah 6:16. "They have your eyes on man, which brings a curse, if that's who you trust in, rather than trusting in the Lord." But isn't it interesting? The Bible says, when you help those that hate the Lord, you bring his wrath upon yourselves. I'm going to pick this up in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of that page, social media platforms, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, now that I'm speaking of it, but if you go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you go to the right side of that page, you have BBS... You have BBS right on the right side of that page now. And with that said, I'm going to go over here, pick a new tab, and then I'm going to pull up that page for you so you can see what I'm talking about, because people are constantly asking me the question. Bradley, what's the deal with the BBS and your shows? Well, they just got done putting a restream up there for us today. So folks, they're beginning to launch into the national realm in a really cool way. So you can always get the show there on bbs.com. Again, bbsradio.com, bbsradio.com. And you can always listen to it no matter where you're at, no matter what time of the day, so on and so forth. Again, check out bbsradio.com. That is, in fact, our new flagship. And folks, we're looking to also launch, for those that didn't know, back into satellite. When GCN went down, we lost over 100 radio stations. No joke. Over 100 radio stations. And we didn't find that out until 3 months after the fact. So we went from 160 affiliates down. Now we're beginning to regain that ground again. And once we put satellite back up, we're going to hopefully recoup quite a few of the radio stations that we had lost during that particular time. So again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there as well from contributors from all over the country. You can listen to us on radio, bbsradio.com. And or, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, we have a little glitch in our phone system, so hopefully that will be back up to par for you tomorrow as well. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about during the first segment. I want to get to a bunch of things, but I just want to finish my little preface here. I just went voting today, and it was amazing to see these little gauges who were, you know, middle of the way. They were right, or they were to the left, or they were to the extreme right, or to the extreme left. Folks, none of that exists in the Constitution. None of it at all. When you're talking again about the moderates, what are they? Those that want to please everybody on both sides, not a good place to be. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather have you hot or cold, according to what? The standard in our walk in him. And when you look at Acts 17:31, what does it say? Well, it tells us, because he has appointed a day, the Lord, in which he will judge the Lord, the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Who is that man? Jesus Christ. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. Let me say it this way. For every jot and tittle of transgression committed against God's law, it's another link in the chain that the tyrants are forging upon you and your lives, and it's another portion of your freedoms that you are losing on a 24/7 basis, all by design. Ephesians 4:14. And that's exactly what the American people are putting up with in this country today. I was just talking about the fact that when you help the ungodly, the lesser of two evils, you're adding the wrath of God upon yourselves. And there's no other way to say there is no in-betweenites when it comes to the Lord's blessings and the cursings. And if you look at Scripture, it's very black and white, folks. There is no in-betweenites. I say this quite a bit, but there is no in-betweenites. Either you're hot or you're cold. Either you're wholeheartedly seeking the Lord and serving the Lord, or you're not. And one's receiving the blessings and one's receiving the curses. So if there's a medium or a middle way to all of that, I'm telling you right now, folks, it doesn't exist. It exists nowhere. And furthermore, if you look at Joshua 24:14-15, I'm going to go over again. I got a different translation here, one in which I don't want. And I'm going to go look it up, Joshua Live Radio, and we're going to 24. And as I go over to 24, I'm looking for the King James Version, going down to 14. And what does it say? Now, therefore, fear the Lord in departing from iniquity. Can I add something to that? Because I feel that it's important that I do. The fear of the Lord in Proverbs 16:6 tells us, and the fear of the Lord, what is it? It teaches us to depart from lawlessness. The fear of the Lord, we perfect holiness. 2 Corinthians 7:1. And these things are just coming to me as I'm talking to you now, so that's why I'm speaking it forth. But George Whitefield rightly said, it is only the fear of God that can deliver us from the fear of man. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. You know what you're seeing the conservatives doing today? You're seeing them go down the wide and the broad way, the easy way, the direction that everybody's going. The professed Christians in America, over the last week, I've been highlighting them. Oh my goodness, talking about pulling another rug from my faith in men. Here comes the Lord and says, don't put your faith in them, Bradley, because they're going to let you down. And oh boy, over the last week, have I learned that lesson all over again. Men that are supporting the lesser of two evils, who should know better. And instead of repenting for it, what do? They double down and they try to justify what they cannot justify. That's what I've seen over the last week. I am absolutely embarrassed for these people, and they are a curse to the people that are taking heed to their counsel, friends. Now, let me go back over to Joshua 24:14. What does it say? Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. right? And it says, and it shall seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you shall serve, whether the gods which your fathers served were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hey, folks, when you look at even the beginning of Joshua, and I'm going to go over here really quick. This is just falling in my lap by the Holy Ghost right now as well. But you need to understand when you go to Joshua 22, it tells us in verse 3, you have not left your brethren that these many days unto this day, but you have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God hath given you rest unto your brethren and has promised them. Therefore, now return you and get your to your tents and unto the land of your possession, right? What does he say in verse 5? Because we've already got the possession. What does he tell us in verse 5? 22 verse 5 of Joshua 22. What does it say? Take diligent heed, pay careful attention, painstaking attention to the commandments and the law which the which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all of his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all of your soul. Now, folks, I can't keep that charge if I'm supporting somebody that's doing the opposite of what they say. Okay? And again, we're talking about voting today and the confusion that is there by design to get people to believe that there's actually a right side of our government and a left side of our government. It's shameful to say the least. It truly is. But moving forward, I was just showing you in Acts 17:31 as well that Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not the standard. Matter of fact, if you look at Matthew 5:17, it says, "Think not that I've come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law." Or the prophets, "I'm not come to destroy. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until it all be fulfilled." Again, who's the standard, folks? Jesus Christ. People say to me all the time, "Bradley, you know, you're looking for a perfect man." No, I'm not. I'm looking for a man that swears his oath and he actually keeps it. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. I'm not looking for the man to be perfect, but the law is already perfect, and that's all he has to do is to enforce that perfect law. And in the process, he's going to ensure that we remain a free people. How is it that it went from God's son being the standard as the lawgiver in this country, now it's fallen down to men that are immoral, they're reprobate, that means they're abandoned to sin, and they're wicked at heart. And Americans sit back and try to figure out why things are getting worse rather than better because you keep being duped into believing that they're going to do something that they're not going to do. And I want to say this too. And once they do fall into position, for those that are voted in to a position of incumbency, hey, folks, you can still hold their feet to the fire. And if they fail to keep and hold to the law that they promised to uphold, then you can impeach them and prosecute them. It doesn't say anywhere where they get 2 years or 4 years or 6 years to act like a bunch of devils because that's who they really are and that they can go ahead and get away with it without consequence. No, we have provision for that as well. And that's another portion of a show that we should do just to show the American people how ignorant they have become to believe that, well, we got to wait until the next cycle before we actually vote them out. No, you don't. Where are you getting that information from? Anyways, we're going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
BBSRadio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more, Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
That's about it.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
You know, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Check out our replays all day long, BBSRadio.com as well. Phone lines will hopefully be back up again tomorrow. We had a glitch in it yesterday. Don't know what happened. We really don't. There was an upgrade or an upload that went off automatically on one of the computers, and I think that's what set it off. Hopefully we'll be back up. I want to show you and give you a couple examples as to what I'm talking about concerning the options that have been given to the American people. Let's just go to Tim Walz, for example. Everybody knows Kamala Harris is a whore. We know that she's compromised. We know she's extorted. We know that she's a pawn. We know that she's got handlers. We know that she's got hearing devices put in her ears to tell her what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and so on and so forth, right? We know that she's reading the teleprompter just like every other mindless, brainless individual that's put up in front of the American people as an option for office. So there's no legitimacy there. Same thing with Donald Trump for the most part, okay? And what's interesting is going along next to Kamala Harris, what do? Do they raise the standard or do they lower the standard? Well, they lower the standard. They gave you a Tim Walz. Now, what's interesting about this is I did this article some time ago, back in August of 2024 here, and it's interesting how I just want to show you this. This guy right here, this is Tim Walz. Again, he's being exposed for committing the act of treason. Somehow or another, the American people, they're not up in arms about the act of treason that's being committed by federal government and state governments. Well, this just happens to be another plant from Nebraska who's extorted, who's compromised, who's got handlers, and who's told what to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to be ousted. And I'm talking about Tim Walz. What's interesting is this guy, it's being found out right now that he, some young people are coming out right now concerning the crimes that this man allegedly committed against him in the ninth grade, as a ninth grade teacher, I believe. And what's interesting about it is he was actually grooming boys in the ninth grade. Everything about him is creep. Everything about him drips pedophilia. But what's interesting is all of the stuff that's coming out on this guy. Look at this. He lies about when he got busted for speeding 96 into 55. He was drunk, drinking and driving. Of course, the law doesn't apply to him, right? Folks, this is what I'm talking about. You're the law. If you don't want to be the law, they're going to think that they're above the law, and that's exactly what's happening. But what's interesting is he's being called out for all of these crimes, okay? Here's another one. Local man's stomach pumped after neighborhood dare goes wrong. And if you look at it, this is the actual article. I want you to see this and understand that this is it's being played down by the mainstream media talking about lowering the standard, right? I want you to see the fact that it says Nebraska man hospitalized after unusual over ingestion incident. August 30th, 1995, West Point, Nebraska, in a bizarre and unprecedented medical emergency, Tim Walz, a local resident of West Point, Nebraska, was rushed to West Point General Hospital last night after reportedly over ingesting horse semen. Did you hear what I said? These are the kind of people that they're putting up as options for you, okay? Now, what I want you to see, again, just talking about what they're putting up as options and what happens when you get your eyes off of the law giver himself. Because, again, our forefathers established no law, no king but King Jesus, right? And appeal to heaven. And we see that their laws are premised and predicated in what? Common law, his Torah. What happens when you get away from his law and you get your eyes fixed on what the mainstream media would have your eyes fixed on? What do? They take the standard down. They demoralize you. And once they can demoralize you, they can enslave you. That's why I said earlier, for every time that you transgress God's law, right, you have these people that mean to enslave you wielding another link into the chain of slavery over the people that don't know the difference. If you're not going to hold these people accountable for their crimes, what they're going to do is they're going to keep assailing you until they win the day, okay? But what I want to show you this is, isn't it interesting? This is the paper ad. This is the actual ad. It reminds me of Bill Gates. Remember Bill Gates said he wanted to depopulate the planet and everybody was playing the video all across the country? And it wasn't an issue of semantics. It wasn't an issue of taking it out of context. Because there was no way of taking out of context what Bill Gates was saying when he said he wanted to depopulate the world through vaccinations and through reproductive rights, right? Murdering babies. That's exactly what he said. Nobody's going to take that out of context as to what he said because we know exactly what he meant when he said it. Okay, the mainstream media gets involved and they said what? Well, that's not true. It's not what he said. It's not what he meant. It's exactly what he said. It's exactly what he meant. That's why he's being indicted right now in the Netherlands, folks. My goodness. But let's go back to Tim Walz. Another option, they're selling him as Coach Walz to the country as the vice president next to whore Kamala Harris, both nationally and spiritually, right? Okay, now look at this. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media, a kid comes forward and accuses Tim Walz of sexual assault. Everything about him is there. All the fruit's there. What are they doing? They're attempting to protect the criminals against the victims. That's what the mainstream media has been doing. They're accomplices to the crimes. They've been doing this for decades in this country, friends. Okay, you want to talk about a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, look that direction because they are guilty of it. Okay, so you see all this stuff coming out and then going over to the fact that he, in fact, is an individual that has drunk horse semen, right? That's what the paper ad said. Well, guess what the mainstream media is doing?
They're playing that down and they're saying it's absolutely not true. Hey, folks, people from Minnesota can tell you that everything about Tim Walz is wrong. Everything about him. I mean, the man was busted. How many times has he gone to China? 30 times? And we know this, and the powers that are tolerated are picking this guy up, and they're trying to get him in a position of the VP. Folks, he is a soulless devil, is what he is. I'm sorry, a soulless devil. That's what he is. Why is it that when politicians commit the crimes, especially their players, why is it that, folks, it's always, Snopes.com, by the way, is a CIA operation. Why rumors about Walz abusing students have no basis? Folks, this is why they get away with it. Isn't it interesting that their players, their stooges, their clowns in the circus of politics, it's always allegations against them, right? But when it's somebody that they hate and they despise, like guys like me, for calling them out for who they are, isn't it interesting how I'm guilty until proven innocent? And somehow or another, they get away with this nonsense, right? Well, this is just another prime example of what I'm talking about as to what's going on in the country. Oh, I wanted to show you this, too, because I don't think you've seen this. But you also know that Tim Walz, speaking of which, the guy that they're putting up as Coach Walz as the VP of the United States of America under whore Kamala Harris, isn't it interesting that he's also been called out for stolen valor and quitting his unit when it was deployed to Iraq? Folks, this is the reoccurring theme with all these candidates that they put up. Oh, and here's his wife. And I bet he didn't commit those crimes against those children. Isn't it interesting that Tim Walz himself takes pictures with little boys dressed as girls, passing policies, which is felonious activity, passing policies to go ahead and give the little boy that wants to be a girl his way. And then the lieutenant governor sits in the background with a big knife going across it. It says, protect trans kids, threatening anybody that maintains and upholds the law. This is Tim Walz's wife, people. This is what they're putting up as the VP. And again, if I'm going to play the game, I'm going to go to Donald Trump. I'm going to go to, I can go to Vance, J.D. Vance for you too. You guys all know that he is a pharmaceutical investor, right? Here's also a picture of J.D. Vance with his wife. Notice all of his little India garb on concerning the religion of those people over there and him going right along with it. But again, the American people, they'll take anything. You know what they'll do? They'll believe anybody but the word. They'll do anything but practice what they preach. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. What are you talking about? Well, folks, right must always be right. Right? Truth must always be truth, right? You know, folks, here's the thing. When you lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt, no longer are you living up to the standard of who you're called to be as a Christian nation. Now the floor becomes the standard. Sin becomes the standard. The state of a reprobate becomes the standard. And then you wonder why you're losing your country, because the Lord told you that the minute that you do that, he was going to turn that nation into hell. Why? Because no longer is it a representative of who he is through his people. That's why. Everybody gets a trophy then. Are we living in a system where now everybody gets a trophy? Yep. Oh, it goes further than that. This is what happens to a country that forsakes God's law. What else happens? Well, you know, now we have in sports, if a girl is in a sport and a guy that wants to be a girl wants to be a part of that sport because he's a loser as a male, well, now what he can do is he can just jump over and become or act as if he's a girl. He can claim that he's now a girl and beat all the girls in the sports in which they are partakers of. And what are the people doing in this country? Well, because Christ is no longer the standard, now the devil's the standard, they're not going to say anything. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to let it go. And the only thing that they're going to do actually is sit there and complain about what they tolerate. Does this sound familiar, Americans? Absolutely, it does. If only the people understood that they were the law and they enforced the law, guess what? There would be no lesser of two evils, would there? Nope, there wouldn't. There wouldn't be these little left gauges when you go vote and a little right gauge. Nope, only one gauge, and what is that? We gauge ourselves by the standard of the law, period. I was just telling you, right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. Let's take it and transition into the spiritual world. Purity must always be pure. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Think on that one, friends. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. I'm going to close this hour up and coming, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We got one more segment. Sons of Liberty Media, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also wanted to let you know all orders will go out tomorrow morning.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally
I'll show you this for the 1500th
for
time. You must have
we all have loved
you must
ones,
have overlooked what I've shown you that many
that
times,
not
but
only hear
here you
the truth,
go again.
But be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world
today.
So
many people drive people mad. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Oh, my goodness. Ah. Hey, folks, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning. You'll have them within 3 to 5 days. Also consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty to keep us out there. Now is the time to book us, folks, by the way. Well, it's November and December. I don't care. We're to be diligent. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance, said Thomas Jefferson. We need to stay busy and be vigilant about it and mean what we say. Again, as the law, because we the people are the law in this country under God. I'm kind of chuckling because I can literally say something 50,000 times, and I'm always going to get a knucklehead without fail. Well, why don't you give us a hint? Who are we supposed to vote for? Are you kidding? Well, Bradley, you know, we're not voting in a minister here. Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, yeah, we are. They're called magistrates. Guess where that is derived from? Directly from Scripture. That's why they swear to uphold the laws with their hand in the Bible. Yeah, See, they promised to uphold and maintain the law that I'm talking about right now that's been completely lowered, and the people don't even know the difference because they haven't taken the time to know the difference. But Bradley, go ahead, give us a hint who we're supposed to vote for. Well, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you, when you look at Deuteronomy 17, you read the second half of that chapter, you're going to find out exactly what a said representative of this government, and notice I said representative of this government, is supposed to do. And you, the people, are supposed to hold his feet to that law and that standard if he falls out of line. And you, the people, are supposed to hold him accountable. Okay? Vote your principles. Don't ask me who you're supposed to vote for. I mean, guys, how many times, just for all the people that are here every day, how many times have I shown, how many times have I pointed my finger over to ballotpedia.org presidential candidates to show you the 1,300 other candidates that have been given to you outside of what the mainstream media is driving you to? See, these 1,300 other presidential candidates, they're completely censored illegally. They're completely suppressed illegally. The only ones you're hearing about is the ones that the mainstream media is driving. That's all. I, you know, again, for my friends, if you can pipe up for a moment so I can get to the end of the show here, I could spend 15 minutes here showing you all the names that are being completely censored and ignored or suppressed. These are all your real candidates. Have you heard of them? No, you haven't heard of them because they don't want you to hear of them. Right? No, they only want you to hear about old Donald. Ronald McDonald, and they want you to hear about old whore Kamala Harris. That's all they want you to hear about. Keep your eyes off of the real candidates. Get them on the two clowns in the circus of politics. That's what they want. That's where they want your eyes fixed at all cost. So would you just do me a favor before sticking both feet in your mouth? Don't sit there and act like it's my fault, like I'm telling you something that I'm not giving you an answer to. I'm not making a decision for you. I'm giving you the information so you can make an educated choice when it comes to the politician or the said representative that you're going to choose for from. Again, look at this. I could just stay here all day. Just name, hey, folks, I could literally for 3 hours just name each candidate. Okay, I just want you to see it. Okay, well, if you saw the list, then why are you asking me to tell you which one you're supposed to vote for? Give me a break. Wow. Let's get back to this. And it's the final segment. A little flustered, Bradley? Yeah, I'm flustered. I'm really flustered. I'm really frustrated with the ignorance that I see across the boards. And what's even more bothersome is when you see the people submitting to the ignorant ones that act like they know what they're talking about. You know, the Levins of the world? You know, the Monginos of the world? You know, the Sean Hannitys of the world? All those guys that are making millions of dollars off their golden calves? Exodus 32? Propping up the establishment that everybody's complaining about, never giving you resolve, never making reference to the law that condemns the crimes of both sides. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I hope so. That's why I'm frustrated. That's why I'm flustered with people. I was just telling you that right must always be right, and it must. Truth must always be truth. Is it true in your household? You got kids? Are you the standard in that household? Is right always going to be right in your household, or are you going to let the kid change right to wrong? Is it always going to be truth in your household, or are you going to allow him to cause that truth to descend into a half-truth, which becomes a lie? Because that's what the American people are doing. Purity must always be purity. If you're pure... as a godly man and you have a pure marriage between you and your wife, are you going to let your children diminish the very purity of that marriage in your house, or are you going to hold the standard up? So when he gets married or she gets married, you're going to hold the standard up, or are you just going to go ahead and let your kid marry anybody that he wants to? Right is right and wrong, folks, they're a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments. And here it is right now. They cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyle. It must be where it always is. This is what has happened. In read Proverbs 17:15. Crime has now replaced the law that produces liberty. Criminals have now replaced the law abiders in office that are supposed to uphold the law that produces our liberties. And that's no good for any society, as we can all the well see. See, what that does is it produces bondage, not liberty. And I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 3:17. See, what happens is when you do away with the standard, what happens? When you do away with the law, you have no what? When you do away with the law, what do? Romans 4:15 tells us, where there is no law, there is no transgressions. But when you do away with the law, what do you have? You have crime. And criminals love that mentality. See, because right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. God's never going to be wrong. He's never going to make right wrong. He's never going to adjust himself to the culture. No, the culture adjusts itself to him, as do men. See, because right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Am I right? Yeah, I hope so. And we've all heard of this. Let me give you a couple examples. The lawless, what do they try to do? Well, you know, no big deal. What do politicians do, folks? Isn't it interesting how they create the crime or the problem, and then they come in and they play the problem solver. And if there's a crime involved, what do? They blame the other politician, and the people settle for it. See, we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just, and true by saying, well, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself, or here's the other one, I'm not perfect, Bradley. No, the law is, though. And if you violated that law, it makes you a transgressor, doesn't it? 1 John 3:4, yep. So do we lower the law to adjust to man's transgressions, or do we hold to the standard of the law? Because when we hold to the standard of the law, again, that's what keeps us free. But if we remove the law and we adjust ourselves to the lower standard, what are we doing? For every jot or tittle that we transgress against God's law, the wrath of God abides upon us. Just like I was talking about during the first segment. Well, here's another one. Man's ability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Why? Because sin is moral, it's not physical. You got to think. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. In other words, I couldn't help myself, or the devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do anything. You chose to do what the devil was leading you to do. Deuteronomy 30:19, also Romans 6:16. Folks, let me ask you, when a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he exempted from the duty of truthfulness? Because that's what you accepted in politicians and have. Because after all, he just says he made a mistake. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk or high that he cannot serve you? How many employers are going to allow that or give that a pass, right? Is a man free from debt by the fact that he spent the money and therefore he cannot pay it back? No. Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. No, folks. This is where America is today. What I just highlighted is a very dangerous doctrine indeed. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. And what's worse is the people are allowing it to be so as they go headlong behind their favorite politician that's as corrupt as the devil that they themselves serve. John 8:44. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Get out there and vote, folks. Vote your principles. Love you by what we do. See ya.